So would you like to buy a former Garda station complete with a holding cell? The old Garda building in the Donegal village of Unbunbeg closed several years ago after it was struck by lightning, of all things. Garda moved to a new premises in the town, and the previous building was taken over by the OPW, which is to auction it off next month. Colm O'Donnellan is managing director of O'Donnell and Joyce Auctioneers in Galway. They have the contract, and he told me about this unusual property.
We have a property which is located in Bunbeg, right, which is a small village in the Gaeltacht there, just beside Gweedore, up in Donegal. And it's a property which is comprised of about 700 square feet. It was previously and has been a Garda station, but hasn't been in occupation since 2008. So it's been, I'd say, vacant since then.
So it hasn't been any use since then. What sort of condition is it in, given that it has been vacant?
It needs a bit of TLC, there's no question about that. You know, it has fallen to disrepair. It needs work to be done on it. But, you know, with a bit of work, it could be a nice property.
It also includes the cell, the Garda cell.
The holding cell is in it, you know, and which is obviously the thing that's catching people's imagination. It could be used as an office with your little holding cell in it, or it could be maybe with planning permission. Obviously, you'd have to go for a change of planning. Maybe for a small house or a small residence, because the location of the property is situated just in the heart of Bunbeg, directly across from the National School, and are only around the corner all the beaches of that area, which are absolutely beautiful.
You've sold a number of Garda stations in recent years, is that right?
Yeah, this is the seventh one that we put up for sale, for auction. They're all around the western seaboard, mainly in the Connemara area or Mayo area. And this is the furthest one we've had up in Donegal. And they've all gone down the auction route and have been successfully sold in the previous auctions we've had.
And typically, have they reached or exceeded the guide price?
They've exceeded the guide price, you know. Some just about reach it, but they exceed the guide price. This one is 30,000. It's attractively priced, you know. But as I say, there is a good bit of work to be done with it.
Yeah, and so far, have you had much interest?
There's been a lot of local inquiries, in fact, you know, for this particular property, you know. So there has been. We're very happy with the interest so far.
Yeah, are you expecting that it might be somebody who's interested in using it as a commercial premises or residential? Have you got a sense of that?
It's hard to know. We have a number of people who are inquiring for the residential use, you know, but you know they're obviously going to have to change and go back in for planning for the change of use. But you just don't know until the day. I'd say the auction is on November the 3rd, you know, and it depends on the bidding on the day.